You can't make the most of your data if it's stuck in different silos. If it's scattered across the cloud, on-prem, and with your apps, then it's hard to access, hard to work with, and increasingly expensive. Now you can see it all and manage it all from one place. Welcome to Data Done Right. You can start managing your data, not your infrastructure. It's unified, simple, secure, and it's only with a Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.
The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. What's up, Julio?
What's up, Fox?
Shit, just getting off of work. Sun's shining outside. It's 5:13 p.m. May
10th, 2024. Yes, de Mayo.
You know, something that people don't know about about Cinco de Mayo is that the Mexican people are very fond of mayonnaise. They love mayonnaise. A lot of people don't know that on the Titanic in 1912, there were 24 tons of mayonnaise. And it wasn't headed to the United States. It was headed to Mexico. So that's why they call it the Cinco de Mayo.
It's funny that you bring that up because... Oh, wait, I was supposed to laugh, wasn't I? Cinco de Mayo, okay. Yeah. No, but... Carl's clip this week is it's about a boat crash in like 1915 or some shit or something like that, but it just made me think of the Titanic. Have you seen Titanic?
Yeah.
So you got a pretty... What's that?
Have you cried over Titanic?
No, I don't like that movie at all. It's basically the story of an old whore. She got married, her husband died. She was married for how long? Probably like 50, 60 years. And the whole fucking movie's about her talking about somebody she banged on a boat. Fucking slut!
Indeed.
Whore. So how'd your week go?
Good. Yeah. Hey, I think that guy is here. Can you pause it for a second?
Oh, yeah. I thought you already talked to him.
No, dude.
All right, we're back. So, you were saying you had a good week, but you seem pretty pissed off right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to get my car fixed and... try to have somebody come over and fix it, and I've kind of been like let on all day about it.
Yeah.
But
well, I didn't work last Sunday, it got canceled, and I'm hearing we might not work this Sunday because the suppliers can't keep up with the parts.
Damn.
So me and my wife went out to lunch at Fricker's, and we took our two youngest, and it's a pretty good time.
Yeah, Frickers is always a good time.
Yeah.
It's a good vibe, good food.
Good food. I always get the chicken chunks, man.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I started drinking, and we went to lunch at noon, so it was one of them days. It was funny because my youngest daughter had to work, and she works at a golf course. And I'm like, are you sure you got to work? Because it looks pretty shitty outside. Like, it's raining. And it was kind of, like, drizzling. And she gets kind of irritated. The people compare her to that chick on Park and Recreation. And they also compare her to Wednesday. She just doesn't have much emotion. So I'm like, are you sure you got to work? Did you text your boss? And she's like, yeah, the golfers are going to show up because they're desperate to golf. So, like, she was kind of pissed. I'm like, well, you should be kind of thankful because that's why you have a job. But she's got a...
You ever golf?
Yeah, my dad was a real good golfer. But I get pissed off too easy.
Me too. I can't. Like, I just can't make it on the course. I just can't.
Yeah. As soon as I shank one, I'm like, man, fuck this shit.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
I blow up too much.
Yeah. I ain't got the patience.
It might be the minority in me because me and my high school buddies, we were on like a scholarship program, a minority scholarship program. I know what you're going to say, but so we would have to volunteer to go and like work at these events for the alumni.
Yeah.
To get money for the school. And one of them was the alumni golf outing. Now, these are minority kids who have no clue about fucking golfing. And we're selling mulligans and I forget what other shit. So we plan on getting together. Planning on getting together this year to go to the alumni golf outing. And we're going to buy all the fucking mulligans. All of them. Like, we're just going to walk up to the table and be like, can I buy all the mulligans?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't do good at golf. I went one time as an adult, and I passed out on a golf cart.
Yeah, I could see that.
It was fucking hot out there, man.
Yeah.
And those beers got to me.
Yeah, my brother-in-law, he likes golf, and he asked me. He's about my age. He's like, come on, man. Come on out and go golfing. I did golf with him once. But we didn't finish the whole round. But I'm like, man, I just don't fucking like golf. And he's like, that's what you're supposed to do at our age. And I'm like, yeah, no. I'm not ready for that. I still like drinking and fighting and shit. You can go golf.
Yeah, I'd rather have like a quick, intense 1 or 2 minutes than like a drawn out like hour or two.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you get my text message about General Lee?
He's got a podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's been sending us all these clips and shit, and I didn't even give him a shout out, man. I didn't know he had and I'm stupid because his like his picture is the picture of his podcast, but I just never clicked on his picture. Like when he sends me a message, it just says his name. So yeah, you guys check out General Lee's podcast, man. He's a friend of the show, and it's called Subconscious Realms. And that motherfucker, you know how me and you used to say we were the two hardest working motherfuckers in podcasting because we were getting up at like 2-3 in the morning and doing the shit? That motherfucker puts one out like every other day.
Damn.
Yeah. He's up in England. Remember last week I said, I don't know if he's from England or Australia.
Oh, come mate.
Yeah, because he kept calling me mate. He messaged me after that and he goes, LOL, Australia, you're a fucking madman.
That's funny.
Yeah. What's up, General? Go check out Subconscious Realms, people.
That's cool that we got all these people like from all over the place.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that reminds me. All right, so other than the So, you know, like when people use a, oh shit, it's slipping my mind right now. God damn it. Oh, VPN.
Yeah.
That's our top listening class. Right, excuse me. I've been chugging beers ever since I got home. But the VPNs is the top. But number two, it just moved up so fast, dude. Like, I don't always look at it, but I just happen to look at it. And it was in Oregon. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
State?
Yeah, the state of Oregon. Okay. So I'm like, I'm thinking like, oh, that's probably some fucking Antifa rage listeners or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Right?
Yeah.
Right? So I started looking into it, and I got a couple of buddies that are into that. You know, they're into intelligence and shit. And I said, hey, man, check this shit out for me. So, matter of fact, I brought it up here, too. Wait. Okay. Yeah, so it's the Naval. It's Boardman, Oregon. And it's the Naval Weapons System Training Facility.
Hmm.
And they've been. So what's up to. They call it the Boardman Bombing Range, or they used to. And like I said, I thought it was like Antifa or some shit. When I seen Oregon, I'm like, oh, they're fucking rage listening. They're probably. But I don't think you're allowed to have blue hair in the military. At least not yet.
Not yet. We're getting there.
Well, you're allowed to get sex changes.
Yeah.
So maybe it is Antifa. I don't know. But what's up to the people out there in Boardman?
Yeah, thanks for listening.
And I think they're like drone operators.
Oh, okay, so they're sitting in those sheds flying the drones.
Hey, if some of you guys out there, hit me up, hit us up, and let us know what's going out there. I heard there was drone shit going on. Now they got they were doing testing on the EA 18G Growler aircraft. Yeah, that's drone testing. But now they're doing, let me scroll down here. They're supposed to be bringing in F-35s and all kinds of shit. So I don't know. So if any of you guys are listening, hit me up and give me a little bit more information. Or maybe you can leave a voice message. 31 Flu Frog 6. We'll be playing Carl here later on. What else? What do you got?
All right, so I got this interesting clip. I hope the sound works. Let's try to figure this out.
You're already included now.
Okay. Let's see. Hold on one
Oops.
Second.
Can I blow your mind right now? Okay. If the center of the Earth is hot, why is the bottom of the ocean cold? Right, let that sink in. So you're closer to the source of the Earth's heat, but the water is colder. It doesn't make sense. So Chris and I were talking about this because we've been flying to see our sister last summer, going over the ocean. And I said, make it make sense, Chris. Scientists expect us to believe that the center of the Earth is 100% pure lava, which is liquid fire. You can look this up. So shouldn't the bottom of the ocean be boiling water? Well, it's not. It's cold water. So there's only one explanation for this. There's only one explanation.
It cut out for some reason.
Is it cut out still?
I can't hear it.
You can't?
No.
Okay, can you pause it real quick?
Yeah. All right, we're back. A little technical difficulty.
Yeah.
So he was saying the center of the earth is supposed to be lava.
Yeah.
So that would make the bottom of the ocean. But we don't know how close. We don't know. There's lava all over the fucking place.
I mean, if the center of the earth is molten lava, shouldn't the bottom of the ocean be hot as fuck?
I mean, there's volcanoes all over the place, and it doesn't heat anything else up.
Yeah, there are thermal spas.
Like Yellowstone.
Yeah.
We got to do a fucking episode on Yellowstone, because if that ever goes off, that's going to be the end of the world.
Oh, yeah. You ever see that movie 2022 or whatever?
No.
With Woody Harrelson? He plays a conspiracy theorist.
He is a conspiracy theorist. He's in a lot of those.
You gotta admit, I look pretty epic with this fucking hat and this 40. Yeah,
nice, nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead.
I just want to warn everybody. I'm not doing this for me. This is not some kind of promotion. But you want to run out and get your XRP before the pre-election festivities begin. Because that's when it's either going to fucking rocket or it's going to plummet. One of the two. But I'm saying like a month or two before the election, there's going to be some serious shit going on. It's going to be like black and Jewish churches are going to start getting bombed and shit. I'm serious. Or business, black and Jewish businesses, black and or Jew. I don't know. But this is coming from Alex Jones. You know, we love Alex Jones over here. But that's what he's
gay.
They're going to start bombing Jews and black businesses.
They make the babies comfortable.
Nah, for real though. It's been sitting still at 53 cents a share. So I'm just saying, come fall, something's about to go down. And you know, I wouldn't say to invest your life savings, but maybe drop $200 or $300 if you got it. And come fall, we're going to see what happens. Because that will be the telling time when we know what happens. All right? I mean, we got No, go ahead, Julio.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to change the subject.
No, yeah, me too. So go ahead and let's hear yours.
Yeah, so I saw this clip of the tombs, you know, like the pyramids in Giza and whatever in Egypt.
Yeah.
You know how they have those sarcophagus with like those heavy stones covering the top of them? They're like big ass tombs with a big rock on top. What if those are time capsules? You know how now, like, I remember back in school, we would make, like, a time capsule and bury it.
Yeah. Well, they did that with the Georgia Guidestones.
I mean, what did they find in them? What are they not telling us about them? Because they're empty, right?
Well, they dug up for the Georgia Guidestones. You didn't know that?
No, I did not. Like the monument that was erected and then destroyed?
Yeah, they declared that there was a time capsule buried underneath it, but it was only like maybe 50 years old. But after somebody blew it up, they dug it up and it was like, it was stupid. It was like 8-track tapes and Hustler magazines.
And a six-pack of Bush.
Might have been Playboy. I might be going a little bit too far saying Hustler.
Yeah, that's a little bit more hardcore.
Yeah. I remember those days. I used to find those in my dad's closet. Woo!
Yeah, this is funny. My uncle had a, he lived with us for a little bit when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I remember that was the first time I ever discovered a nudie magazine. Looking at it. I remember looking at it and unfolding, you know, like the centerfold.
Yeah.
And this was in the 90s. So they weren't shaved. And I remember looking at it and I was like, oh my God, it looks gross.
Shit, mine were from like the 80s or some of them were in the 70s. We won't get into that too much.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I could bring up some.
Dude, all right. what do you think about Brittany Griner, man? That guy's a dude.
For sure.
Damn.
If you look at the nipples, there's no scars. All right.
Nope.
Now, I've gotten into this at, I don't want to get into who I got into it with because it interferes with my employment. But somebody was showing there's a lot of female to male trannies or whatever you want to call it. And they'll get on Facebook and post pictures of themselves with no shirt and stuff. Now, you can fucking tell, dude. Like, there's a couple different ways they can do it. You can either cut it underneath the tit, and there will be a scar under the tit, or they can go through the nipple. And when they do that, it just looks like somebody fucking chewed up a piece of Hubba Bubba and stuck it on there. It fucking looks like terrible. But Brittany Griner literally just has a man's chest. I know he or she's probably got more money than some of these other people. But no, that's a guy.
They say Putin had to fuck her.
Who?
Putin.
What do you mean he had to fuck her?
Yeah. Just to like make a statement. That they had to find out her gender.
Maybe. I know it's illegal over there these days to declare yourself LGBTQ or whatever the fuck. Was that another joke or were you being serious?
No, I was being serious.
I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
What about these protests at the colleges?
Dude, that is such bullshit.
What's bullshit? Explain.
They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They don't even know what they're protesting about.
No, they don't.
It's just misinformed youth. And they're wasting their time. And I mean, it goes back to what I was saying. Like, I work with some people that are college students. And when I look at them and I'm like, damn, it you're spending, you know, like $40,000 a year on your education. And if this is how you're going to treat your future job and career, you're wasting your money.
Right.
And I feel like these are the same people out there.
But like, but like, a lot of them get kind of fucking
Soros,
huh?
Oh, I thought you were gonna say they get funded by Soros.
Well, yeah, in a way that's the same thing. But I'm saying they get strong armed because the professors and shit try to push them in a certain direction, which was all started by. It was all started by the intelligence agencies back in the fucking 60s.
Yeah.
That was a program, and I can't remember the fucking name of it. Might have been like butterfly or some shit. It doesn't matter. But they infiltrated the student councils and shit back then. So now the professors and shit are the students that got infiltrated when they were students. You understand? So it just keeps, it's fucking genius plan. You know what I mean? But I don't understand what they're trying to do other than destroy the fucking country.
Yeah, it's generational.
Yeah.
Keeps trickling through. And,
So, you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts and shit. And if I hear a catchy name for one of these groups or people, like, for instance, remember when I said they're calling, what's his name? When they're calling Diddy Jeffrey Blackstein.
No.
Yes, I did. That was like 2 fucking weeks ago, dude.
No.
Jeffrey Blackstein. But anyway, they're calling these pro-Palestinian student protesters. They're calling them vegan Hamas. But anyway, I had this written down. Half of the arrests for vegan Hamas, at least 50% of them are not even students. They're just, I mean, it's all, they're not, they're outside of these, you know, campus facilities. So I don't know if it's like agent provocateurs or, you know, just unemployed pieces of shit that want to have some kind of meaning in life. And that's how it all starts. If you've never faced adversity, you know, you just feel like you have no meaning in life. And these, some of these fucking people that sat around playing video games their whole fucking life, and then the mommy and daddy paid for them to go to college. Oh, now they're sticking up for the oppressed people that they have no fucking idea what's going on over there, you know. Well, I'm going to be a social justice warrior because that makes me a... To them, that's the most admirable thing you could do, is go out there and fucking get pissed off and holler about social justice, which is gay. On the other hand, you got me. All right. I got... The street I live on is a roundabout. All right. Let's say there's 2 hillbillies jumping a black tranny that just happened to be cutting down my street. I'm going to go out there and I will save that black tranny from getting their ass kicked, because it ain't right. It's 2-on-1. I'm just saying, going out there hollering and fucking making signs and shit, you're all pieces of shit. All of
them. Like it's not like the time I went around that roundabout and honked that air horn.
Was that after you left or what?
Yeah.
When you were drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't even paying attention.
You texted me right afterwards.
Maybe I did. Well, I wouldn't remember because I was fucking hammered. If you guys aren't familiar with that, I couldn't tell you which episode that was when you played them recordings. My God, people tell me that I sound drunk on here, but I'm not. All right, I fucking boxed for 20 years and I've been through a couple of windshields. I might have a couple screws loose, but I still know what I'm talking about. But I'll tell you what, when me and Julio got fucked up and he brought them mics over, oh, there's a whole new meaning to me sounding drunk, all right?
Yeah.
That was a whole different show. It wasn't a show. We were out in my fucking garage.
Did you see this video of Dana White at the Netflix roast of
Tom Brady?
Tom Brady?
Yeah, saved it. Go ahead and play it. Go ahead. I love that dude.
Well. Well, I can't play it. The sound doesn't work, remember?
Well, I'll play mine. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right, talk about something for a minute. I got to find this shit. Oh.
Yeah.
No, talk about
my name is Dana. Is that not trans enough for you?
Yeah, right.
I hate those names.
I got so many fucking things pulled up in here. Wait a minute. All right, I can pull this down. What the fuck am I looking for here? Let me see. All right, here we go. Here we go.
Awesome.
Hold on.
Awesome.
I'm looking. Plus, I got to share my screen, too. I got all kinds of shit. Wait a minute. All right, now let me get to Dana. It'll be difficult to find. I've saved so much shit in the past week. So I've been drinking coffee now at work. I go off and on. Like, I'll go years without drinking it, and then I'll just start drinking it again. And so I got a watch. I got a smartwatch, right? And I'll keep notes on it for the show. And I notice, like, when I drink coffee, my mind is fucking sharp as fuck. So I'll be listening to podcasts, and I'll just think of shit to talk about on here. And I'll be keeping all these fucking notes, but I think I scroll past it. Fuck.
I got the same effect when I'm pounding beers and smoking a lot of weed. My mind is super sharp, and I tag a lot of things for the show.
All right. I found it. All right.
Damn. You gonna get there, man?
Gotta share the sound. I wanna do it right. Let me go back. All right, here we go.
I'm gonna keep short like Gronk's bus. Actually, let me get into this real quick. It pisses me off. I flew all the way out here, and you guys give me 60 seconds? My name is Dana. Is that not trans enough for you liberal fucks?
You hear it, right?
No? All right.
Julio.
So, you played for the Patriots for so long that I was actually starting to feel like you were from Boston. Then I saw you running. I was like, no, he's definitely from San Francisco. You led the league for 20 years in passing as a straight guy. Come on. That was a good one. Hey, I got two of the baddest dudes in the world here right now. Sugar Sean O'Malley and Max Holloway. Tom, you would have been a great fighter. You're already the master of the ground and pound. That's what you call coffee dates with your boyfriend, Alex Guerrero. One more thing. You people probably don't know this, but Jeff Ross was very interested in the UFC. He thought it meant unlimited fried chicken. I love you. Not my thing, so I'm going to keep this.
All right.
That was awesome.
Yeah. And then when I was looking for that, I found this other one. I want to play it now. It's funny as fuck. I think I might have just seen it today. Oh, why did I stop sharing if I was going to do that? See, I'm a fucking idiot.
I was wondering.
I got my DUIs back when we were still earning them, okay? No, there was no Uber or Lyft. All right? If you're under the age of 28, you don't know what it's like to be stranded. You've never been at a house party and watched your DD black out. You've never seen that. You don't know how scary that is. Tyler promised us he was going to be sober. Tyler lied. stuck at a stranger's house. You don't know how you're going to get home. You've never earned it. Sleeping in a cold sunroom, using a rug as a blanket. It's terrifying. Y'all have been there. Laying in the floor, you're like, will sunlight ever come? I don't know. All y'all, if you're under the age of 28, you don't know what you get to go home when you want. Kings and queens of the Irish goodbye, you've never been stuck in a kitchen going through a stranger's pantry before. Because you couldn't leave, because you're stuck. We didn't drive drunk because we wanted to. Look at me. We drove drunk because we wanted to see our families again. I got my DUIs back when we were still...
Dude, yeah, that there is some truth to that.
Oh yeah,
I mean, that's horrible, but it is true.
Yeah,
like I mean, straight up, like I remember, like having to crash at people's houses and like he said, like curling up with the rug to keep warm, or like on a couch and like waking up in the morning and like trying to sober up by raiding their pantry. Trying to get something in the body. And yeah, nowadays you can just go home and go sleep in your bed.
Yep. If you have money. Back then, I didn't even have that.
I got nicknamed Uber by a bunch of cannabis people because I was at a cannabis party and... Like, it got to the point where we were passing, you know, like, joints and everything around. And I was like, no, I'm not going to hit it. So I would pass it. And so one of the ladies recommended that I go eat some of the food because it was like a potluck.
Yeah.
So I went in and had some food thinking it was going to sober me up. What I didn't know was that the food was all infused.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you got fucked up.
Yeah, and I ended up having to call like an Uber and got taken home. And I told the driver, I remember telling him, I'm like, dude, like, wake me up when you get to my driveway.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Have you heard of...
In 2017, and uh-huh. I still get called Uber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this new shit going down in Canada?
I bet I know what you're talking about.
All right. The Trudeau regime has introduced an Orwellian new law called the Online Harms Bill C-63, which will give...
We're already guilty.
Which will give police the power to retroactively search the internet for hate speech. Violations and arrest offenders... even if the offense occurred before the law existed. This new bill is aimed at safeguarding the masses from so-called hate speech. That is straight out of fucking 1984. That is some bullshit.
That's some pre-crime.
Yeah. Doublethink? Or some whatever they fucked. They had so many fucked up words in that book.
Yeah. Yeah, I read about that. That was weird. And nobody really seems to feel troubled about it.
All right, well, speaking of drinking and driving, this is a really short clip here. This was when they first... made the law back in 1980. It's just a couple of interviews that I found.
Any attempt to restrict drinking and driving here is viewed by some as downright undemocratic.
It's kind of getting common is when a fella can't put in a hard day's work, put in 11, 12 hours a day, and then get in your truck and at least drink one or two beers.
They're making laws where you can't drink when you want to. You have to wear a seatbelt when you're driving.
The baby.
Pretty soon we're going to be communist country.
Well, any attempt to...
Yeah.
Dude, I agree. I mean, I don't know. I mean...
It just shows you, man. I mean, it goes by fast. Look where we're at now. Those people seem crazy, but to me, they're right.
Yeah, we were better back then. We were better off.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear about this Jewish hidden wire around New York City?
Hidden wire?
Yeah, like a wire.
Like underground or what? What are you talking about?
No.
I don't know what you mean by wire.
Okay. So it's literally like a wire that's like a telephone pole wire. And the reason they do it is because they think they can deceive God.
Huh.
And supposedly it's, I don't know if you knew this, but you know that they can take a chicken and put all their sins into the chicken and then get absolved. Like this wire serves so that they can do shit on the Sabbath.
Oh, okay.
There's something about it. I don't really know. I mean, people look it up, but it's a thing. And but what I'm getting at is, they're always trying. It feels like they're trying to deceive God. You know,
yeah.
Because of this wire or something, you know, I can do whatever I want on the Sabbath instead of following my Jewish laws. And then I can transfer all of my sins and be absolved of everything to a chicken and then kill it. And I'm cool.
Well, before you go too far, did you hear about this bill they're trying to pass that it's illegal to talk shit about Israel? I'm serious. You heard about it, right?
Yeah.
What the fuck is up with our politicians? Netanyahu fucking put a video out before that. And next thing you know, they're passing a fucking bill. Now, how much money traded hands before that shit went down?
Yeah.
This is some fucking bullshit.
Yeah, you never ask a woman her age, a man his salary, and Benjamin Netanyahu, a.k.a. Benjamin Netai, a.k.a. John J. Sullivan, a.k.a. John J. Sullivan Jr., why he has four names associated with one U.S. Social Security number. And his file is considered confidential classification.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
Been doing some digging, Julio. Well, you do hate them.
I wouldn't say that.
But, nah, it's just certain people, man. We know they're up to shit. It's no secret.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that shit's crazy. It is.
I saw this clip about Jackie Kennedy and JFK, and this theory claims that Jackie Kennedy was taking instructions from the men in the passenger seat, then reaching under her husband, blowing his head off with her left hand, and then quickly hiding the gun behind the seat. And dude, like, you look at the video, and it kind of looks like it.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, he was fucking around on her. Everybody knows that.
And so some people say that she was part of the MK Ultra program.
Yeah, I could see that too.
Yeah.
That was big back then.
But that's a theory and an angle that I never, ever considered. You know, like there's been the, you know, like the Oswald theory is out there. Then there's the new one that was circulating a little bit around was the driver turning back and shooting him. And now there's this one.
I mean, the one with the driver turning back is just fucking ridiculous. That there, you know, that don't even make no fucking sense. You're in a fucking convertible on camera. I don't know. Whatever. What do I know?
Yeah. But it was kind of cool. And then, man, I wish I could share these clips, but I saw a video.
I don't see why you can't. I'm going to pause it. I got to grab a couple more beers.
Okay. That sounds good. I'll be back.
All right. We're back. Now go ahead and try to play a clip. I don't see why you can't play a clip. The one was playing and then it just lost sound. So it might be that ghetto ass internet you got.
Hold on.
Waiting on you, Julio.
Share screen. Oh, I know what it is. I'm not hitting the share sound button.
You dummy.
Damn, dude.
All right, let's hear it.
This one's funny.
I can't hear it. I swear to God, I can't hear anything.
Put money in my car.
All right, there it is.
Ask for money. Then I give them like a fake $5 bill. So I feel good about myself. They feel good. And then when they go to use it, they get arrested. So I'm actually like helping clean up the community, you know, getting them off the street.
I think I missed the beginning. Who was he giving that $5 to? Homeless?
Yeah.
Oh,
so play it again. I always keep this fake Hollywood money in my car. So when a homeless person asks for money, then I give them like a fake $5 bill. So I feel good about myself. They feel good. And then when they go to use it, they get arrested. So I'm actually like helping clean up the community.
Yeah.
Oh, this is that clip of Jackie Kennedy. I mean, there's no real sound or anything, but look, she blows his head off.
Oh, that looks like deep fake, dude.
Look at that. Look at that.
That's not the real one. That's not the real video. It's not. Come on, man. You got to watch out for shit like that. That's deep fake. All right.
Maybe.
So I was listening to Drinking Bros. You ever listen to that?
No.
It's pretty good. It's kind of a goofy motherfucker, and the other dude's like a veteran. He's kind of serious. Yeah. Right. No, I do like the show, but they had Dr. Peter McCullough on, who is he goes hard against the COVID vaccines and all that shit. And he went on Rogan. I don't know if it was before the Spotify deal or after. But Rogan always has like all these people. They'll come back several times. And he was telling Drinker Bros, he goes, yeah. After the first time I went on Rogan, he never asked me back, never responded to any of my messages, nothing. So that's kind of interesting. So I want to play this clip right here. This is him. This is basically who he is and what he's about. Okay. Oh shit, I fucked up. All right. Wait a minute. Okay, here it is.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and I'm an internist and cardiologist and professor of medicine at Texas A&M University School of Medicine. I'm on the Baylor Dallas campus, and I've been intimately involved in the response to COVID-19. Now, the opinions I'll express are those of my own and not necessarily those of my institution. I can tell you that in my field, I'm an academic doctor. I see patients, but I'm very involved in research. I'm an editor of two major journals. In my field, I'm the most published person in my field, which deals with the heart and the kidneys, in the world in history. And when COVID-19 hit, I saw it as our medical Super Bowl. And there were going to be doctors like Dr. Urso coming out of wherever they worked to face the virus. And there were doctors in the hospital that just had to receive the virus. And then there were those who headed for the sidelines. And then there were those that were detractors against the pandemic. And so as I started to survey the literature, I had patients with heart and lung disease who needed urgent treatment. And I refused to let an illness, which lasted for 2 weeks at home before they got sick enough to be hospitalized, I refused to let a patient languish at home with no treatment and then be hospitalized when it was too late. It was obvious. That was obvious in April that that was the case. So I used the best tools or drugs available at the time. And these are appropriately prescribed off-label. Remember, a label is an advertising label. A label isn't a scientific document. Sure, there is an appropriately prescribed off-label use of conventional medicine to treat an illness. And I, in May, I put together a team of doctors because the group that was facing the pandemic to the greatest degree was in Milan, Italy. So most of them were in the Coracle Italian Research Network. We summarized all we knew about the available drugs. And we published our findings in the August 8th issue of the American Journal of Medicine. And the title of that paper was The Pathophysiologic Basis and Rationale for Early Ambulatory Treatment. And it had a premise. There's two bad outcomes to COVID-19, hospitalization and death. The second premise, if we don't do something before the hospitalization, we can never stop it. We can never stop it. And I have to tell you, and I was the lead author in that paper, but we had dozens of authors from Italy, India, UCLA, Emory. We had the best institutions in the United States. I can tell you the interesting thing was there was 50,000 papers in the peer-reviewed literature on COVID. Not a single one told a doctor how to treat it. Not a single one. When does that happen? I was absolutely stunned. And when this paper was published in the American Journal of Medicine, it became a lightning rod. Oh my gosh, it became the most cited paper in basically all of medicine at that time. The world started, and boy, the world started knocking down my door. And I said, oh my Lord, I just can't believe what became untapped. And I had never been on social media before. My daughter, who was home from law school, was talking to her about it. She said, well, why don't you make a YouTube video? So I made a YouTube video with four slides from the paper. This is a peer-reviewed paper published in one of the best medical journals in the world. Four slides. I even wore a tie and a suit, and she showed me how to record it in PowerPoint, and I posted it on YouTube. It went absolutely viral. And within about a week, YouTube said, you violated the terms of the community. And that's when Senator Johnson's office got involved in Washington and said, oh my gosh, this is important scientific information to help patients in the middle of this crisis, and social media is striking it down.
All right, I'm not going to play the whole thing, all right? Motherfucker's like 20 minutes. But you get the idea.
Yeah.
He was calling out some medical facts, and he got canceled by YouTube. You know, all the corporations didn't want that. Did you see that? What is it? AstraZeneca has pulled all their shit?
Yep.
Now, do you think they're any worse than any of the other shit? It's all
no,
the,
I think they're just,
it's all the,
it's
same,
all the
shit.
Same shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just the first ones to be sacrificed.
Yeah. Of course, Pfizer's going to be the last one because they got all the fucking money invested in CNN and they got all the commercials and all that bullshit.
Yeah. You know, but I don't know. I mean, there's still good people around. I was going to play this clip of Liev Schreiber.
Who's that?
He's an actor. But I don't know. I really don't know if you know where anything he's done.
Probably not.
But he's a dude.
I'm actually not Ukrainian. Ambassador. I'm American, and I'm actually very, very proud of what that means, not just to me, but to my family. And probably most of all, to my grandparents and great-grandparents who risked their lives fleeing Eastern Europe to come to this country so that I could stand in front of all of you and say how lucky and proud I am to stand in front of all of you. I doubt there are many people in this room who don't have a grandparent or great-grandparent who didn't come from somewhere else, who didn't work double shifts, overtime, night shifts, canning fish, selling beer in bodegas, so that we could have the kind of opportunities that we have. And to me, that's what it means to be American.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. America.
America.
Oh.
No, but he is from Eastern Europe.
Yeah, I figured he's Ukrainian.
And but yeah, he identifies as American. I'm sorry, like if you're here, you have to identify as American. And
agreed.
It shouldn't be an option. I'm sorry, like you're here, you're taking all the benefits, everything that this country offers you. You know, like still love your country. I still love my Nicaragua, but I know the country that takes care of me, you know? And hey. And I think that he voiced it very well, and I think more people need to do that.
Yeah, man, that's why we're here doing this show. You know, silence is consent. You can't just sit back and get fucked, because that's what a lot of people are doing. But I don't, you know what? We've paused it so many times for so long that I have no fucking clue how long we've been going. But I do gotta play this. Hold on, I'm gonna have to share it too. Let me see. I think it's this one. So this is Carl's shit.
Yeah, we gotta do that.
Let me X out of the fucking YouTube. I can't fucking see nothing. All right, here. Got a couple of bloopers, though. Got to play the bloopers. Can you... Let me know if you can hear.
Fuck.
Yeah.
God damn it. Fuck!
That started with a burp.
Yeah.
I told you it kicks it. Here, let's play that one more time.
Fuck. God damn it. Fuck!
All right. All right, he said this last one was the one that worked out, so here we go. Let me expand this so I can see what the fuck I'm looking at. Like I said, this has something to do with similar to fucking Titanic, you know, but not exactly. We don't care about that movie with that whore.
This week in Carl's Guide to History comes from the Democratic Chronicle out of Rochester, New York, May 8, 1915. The sinking of Lusitania. Lusitania was launched in 1906. It made regular trips between Liverpool and New York and was, for a brief time, the largest ship in the world. Her real claim to fame, though, was speed. In a time when the only way to travel across the Atlantic was by ship, the Lusitania won the Blue Ribbon Award for the fastest Atlantic crossing. The RMS Lusitania was a luxury ocean liner that sank off the coast of Ireland after being torpedoed by a German U-boat on the afternoon of May 7th, 1915. The ship carried passengers and crew went down to nearly 1,200 Americans. The tragedy swayed public opinion and indirectly led to the United States entering World War I. So there you have it, folks. The Lusitania. Fuck you, Fox.
There you go. I like that better.
Yeah.
You fucking little prick. Epic. You little prick, you. Nah, I like that. I told him to call me an asshole last week.
Yeah.
But he came up with his own shit, so that's even better.
Yeah, that was epic.
Good job, Carl.
Yeah, that was awesome. Thank you. Hey, so, you know the guy, Jesse Owens, that was in the Olympics?
Yeah, I was just hearing something about him.
So,
what do you got?
Well, it's just something I'm going to read. It's a quote from him.
Okay.
He says, Mr. Hitler had to leave the stadium early. But after winning, I hurried up to the radio booth. When I passed near the chancellor, he arose, waved his hand at me, and I waved back at him. Hitler didn't snub me. It was our president, FDR, who snubbed me. The president didn't even give me a telegram.
Huh.
How come that's never taught in history?
Of course not. Hitler's, we always need a bad guy, don't we? Whether it's Putin, Hamas, Hitler, we always got to have a bad guy.
Gaddafi.
Right.
Hussein. Yeah. Dude, I honestly I hate to sound exactly what you called me earlier, but like I keep looking at shit and I'm like, dude, why do they hide these facts? Why is this being obscured? I don't get it. It's a narrative and a lot of people are just not open to it. And they think that you're racist or some kind of fucking word. I don't know. And well, it's not that. It's just like I'm reading shit that like isn't taught in textbooks.
Yeah. Well, it's like I was talking about. Half of the arrests for the vegan Hamas are not students. So what do you think they are?
Yeah.
Intelligence agents, maybe? Like agent provocateurs? I mean, look at when up here in Michigan, when Governor Whitmer got kidnapped.
Yeah.
It was like 12, 13 agents and a couple of retards that they fucking provoked and probably bullied into doing this shit. It's fucking bullshit because they're pushing this shit, this January 6th bullshit. And now they're bringing this shit in where, you know, they're trying to make it everybody fearful of these domestic terrorists, right? So now anybody that's talking shit about Israel possibly could get arrested. Like, I don't think that shit's gonna pass, but if it does, there should be a fucking uprising. I'm going to say what the fuck I want, when I want, about who I want, because I got freedom of speech.
Exactly. And I think I'm going to play this clip here. I think this is a great clip about that. Watch what this guy says. Hold on.
With Christianity comes peace. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, the question was, and if you interrupt the answer, you'll find that you don't get to ask another question. The question was, am I saying that with Christianity comes peace? No, I'm not. I'm saying with Christ comes peace. But then the question was, what about the Crusades? So let me answer that directly. The Crusades were launched after 7 centuries of constant Islamic aggression. Before the very first crusade was launched in 1095, Muslims had invaded the following Christian lands. They had invaded Christian Syria, Christian Jordan, Christian Palestine, Christian Egypt, Christian Algeria, Christian Libya, Christian Morocco, Christian Portugal, Christian Spain, Christian France, Christian Sicily, Christian Turkey, Christian Armenia, Christian Italy, all before the First Crusade. The Crusades are a legitimate response to Islamic aggression and Islamic violence. I don't need to hear any lectures about the Crusades from people who support Islamic colonialism, Islamic imperialism, Islamic dominion, and Arabization.
I mean, the clip goes on more.
Yeah, I was going to say that looked like a pretty long fucking video.
Yeah. What do you think about that, though?
He sounded like an Irishman, so I got to... I liked it. Is he correct about all that? I don't know.
He is. For example, and I think we talked about this before, a lot of words in Arab are similar to Spanish. And that is because the Arabs invaded Spain. And that's their influence. They left an influence in our language. So there's a lot of basis. There's a lot of truth to what he's saying. I'm not going to say that I fact-checked everything, but a lot of it is true. And it makes sense. I mean, isn't that kind of what is happening to, like, the whole world? Isn't Europe being invaded by Arabs?
Well, who do you...
Haven't we been invaded by Arabs?
Julio, I mean,
look at fucking Canada. Look at Canada.
Who... So you don't like Jews or Muslims? I mean, who do you like better? Neither?
People who don't identify with anything. Just be a good human being.
Right, right. Now, you ain't got to pick. Know? You ain't got to pick a side. I'm like...
Yeah.
That's the way I am. Like, somebody asked me, like, when all this shit started with Russia and Ukraine... Like, what do you think about all this shit? And I'm like, fuck both of them. Not the people. Because the people aren't the ones doing it. It's the government. I'm like, fuck Ukraine and Russia. They ain't got nothing to do with me. Or my fucking tax dollars. Or that fucking corpse that's sending the shit over there. I'm sick of this shit.
That robot?
Shit. He wish he was a robot. He wouldn't be shitting his pants, falling down.
Hey, so they this is funny, talking about Russia maybe, but they showed Putin some pictures that some AI analyzed about the moon landing, and the AI said that it was doctored.
I believe it.
And so Putin's looking at it, and he's like, that's interesting.
Stop. Get away from the table. Fucking Dina over here is beating her tail against the table, and it's fucking vibrating off the mic. Lay down, motherfucker. We're going to fight in a minute. All right.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Wrap it up.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how long we've been going because we keep pausing it.
You got to do your Urban Dictionary.
Oh, you're right. Okay, you absolutely. Okay, where's my 11 labs? I can't do it. I'm not gonna do it, people, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm classy.
I'll read whatever. My daughter will regret listening to it after.
All right, you can. You know what? I can't. Wait a minute. Where is this at? I can't find my 11 laps. I'll have you read it, all right? But it'll be your turn next week, all right? Mm-hmm. So pull up Urban Dictionary.
All right.
Punch in Alabama Hot Pocket. The fucking name is funny even. I can't help it.
I can't even spell it.
Alabama Hot Pocket.
All right. So the Alabama Hot Pocket. A sex mover once shits into the woman's vagina. Me and this girl last night were doing some kinky shit, and then I gave her an Alabama Hot Pocket. There's also the definition of the art of separating the vagina lips and taking a shit inside.
Oh, come on,
having
man.
Sex with it afterwards. Shayna decided her vagina needed some lube, so her boyfriend performed an Alabama Hot Pocket.
Man, people, you're probably saying to yourselves, like, this motherfucker cusses like, you know, I might cuss a lot and my kids have heard me cuss a lot, but I was in the infantry. All right. They're going to hear the F word and everything else, but I got class. I'm not going to come on here and I can't be talking about shitting on. I can't do it. And I don't know what the fuck happened to my 11 labs. I can't find it. I'll have it saved here on the pin to the taskbar here for next week. But you'll be next week, so you can think of something.
Yeah. I mean, we got this this beautiful Alabama Hot Pocket. We had the Alaskan Pipeline.
Cosby sweater.
Cosby sweater.
Yeah. Yeah, you did 2 in 1 week, you motherfucker. All right. So, any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints? ConspiracySoldiers@yahoo.com. Give us an email. Drop us a voicemail at 31FluteFrog6. I'm Instagram. I'm Conspiracy Soldiers. And Julio.
Conspiracy Soldiers Garlic Parm.
And then we're on YouTube, even though they suck cock. But it's just a self-generated shit. I'm not putting any videos on there. We are going to start putting some real videos up soon. I just, probably after I get off of these 710s, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for the bullshit.
What? When we start doing videos, I'm going to start doing them nude.
Yeah, well, not on this podcast, you're not. You fucking creep. You know, I just prayed for you this morning. I swear to God. And it didn't work.
I got my car fixed.
What's that?
That worked.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I didn't pray for you for your car. I prayed for you not to be a creep. All right. Don't forget about General Lee in the subconscious realms and legs and eggs. Oh, did you hear the new one, Julio?
Yeah, I listened to it. I like their format. It's great.
Yeah, I do too.
I like how they sprinkle us through the whole episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they do a lot of great editing. And damn, like, I mean, you and I just go raw.
Yeah, I'm gonna hire her one day. Nah. This isn't about money. We're just having a good time and getting shit off our chest.
Yeah, yeah.
And it makes me feel better. And like I said, there's going to be people that don't like it. And when I seen all these motherfuckers in Oregon, I'm like, oh, hundreds of Rage listeners. Then I realized it was the Boardman bombing range. So thanks to everybody out there. And like I said, hit us up. And Carl, good job. Good job on the article. And plan that shit out ahead of time and figure something out for next week for Carl's history lesson or whatever. What's it called?
Moment in history or something?
Something.
Like that?
Carl's history.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no, I also want to give a shout out to the Southern Center. He's one of our loyal listeners.
The Southern Center?
Yeah.
Is that Instagram or what?
No, it's just a friend of mine.
That's just his name?
No, it's the name I gave him.
Okay.
He knows who he is. But thanks for listening, bro. And I know you're listening on your ride to work, and that's cool. Thank you very much. And I support you. You should start your own podcast and get things off your chest.
Yeah. Well, hey, you can come on here for practice. Or we can help them. I'll help anybody that wants to do a podcast. I'll help you out and I'll give you some pointers.
Yeah.
Because I was a beginner. I mean, I'm not an expert, but I know a little bit now. It's been fucking almost a year. So, yeah, man. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Be aware, Fox and his friends are not doctors or experts. Do not take these opinions as the gospel. Although they are highly intelligent, sexy, and influential, please think for yourself.
I want to thank the girls over at Socially Toxic Podcast for that little disclaimer. Thank you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.